This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show for Juneteenth. This is Kennebunk on the newest federal holiday. So it's going to be interesting today to see what kind of roadways you're going to have, what kind of traffic you're going to have. Plus, you know, we have the weather moving in, so it's going to be an interesting morning to see what we have out there. But Mo is here this morning. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
You didn't have to drive down the wrong way on a ramp or anything.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
Okay. Eric with the K is here. Eric, good morning.
Why'd you look at me when you said Satan?
Did you have to go the wrong way down an on-ramp?
No, okay. I was fine today.
Coming up in just about 10 minutes, we'll do some jury duty. We have a dilemma. We take 5 calls. Your opinion helps us get the verdict. We'll explain it coming up in 10 minutes. And Mo Knows Country, about 20 minutes away, you'll get a chance to take on Mo and try to win $100. We'll get that for you. But right now, let's get your day started. Here are the top 3 things that are trending in Texas this morning.
Number 3.
It's summer, so you might find yourself at a local water park. Police are looking for a man that allegedly pulled down women's swimsuits at splashdown on the Lazy River.
What? What?
If you experienced that and didn't already report it, police are looking for you. They're trying to build a case against this guy.
They can't find him? He's pulling... I mean, he's in the Lazy River. It goes around in a circle.
They have his mugshot. They're just looking... They assume that it happened to more than just this one lady that reported it.
I got it.
So they would like to speak to everyone. And that's not normal. So do report it if that ever happens.
That is not normal. Yes.
Number 2.
Today is Juneteenth. And as of last year, almost 40% of U.S. employers now provide it as a paid holiday. Just 2 years ago, for comparison, that number was only 9%.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So if you don't know, on June 19th of 1865, Union Army General Gordon Granger told enslaved people in Galveston that they had been liberated. That was nearly 3 years after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Important note, post office, banks, if your kids are still in school, all that's closed today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the post office is closed today. And we're trying to collect our cards, so that's going to be interesting. It looks like Thursday maybe be a big day for us to get cards here for 10,000 for the troops.
And the top story trending in Texas.
All right, all eyes are on the weather as those heavy tropical rains began overnight, and we're watching because we know where we live. Mm-hmm. Anytime it rains, flooding. In fact, street flooding is possible, but it looks like as of right now, things are going okay.
Good news here for your Wednesday morning commute. We are tracking rain, some messy road conditions, slick roadways, but no high water just yet. I'll send it over to you.
Very good news for drivers. They can get to where they need to be this Wednesday morning.
Thanks, ladies. We'll keep an eye on everything.
Yeah, Cheetah Craft from KHOU 11 actually was the first person usually it's like I go to news sites or something like that when I first get up. But it was like, that's the first thing I wanted to see was like, okay, what did they say? No. What happened overnight?
I was overnight, yeah.
Exactly right. So thanks, KHOU 11. Those are the top 3 things that are trending here in Texas, all powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning. Can I get an
amen?
time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning we celebrate, and I know sometimes you wonder if all the cards we raised last year or the year before actually get out to our servicemen and women that are serving around the world. Well, this morning, another story of how they made a difference. Kana's on the phone. Kana, tell me where you are now and what you're doing.
Yes, sir. I am currently a recruiter in Connecticut out of the Ansonia Recruiting Station. I'm a staff sergeant in the United States Army, and I've been able to serve this country for 6 years.
Kana, can you go back with us, kind of take us back to where you were when you got those cards from Houston?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It was 2023. I was in Poland. We were out there for about 8 months. Our chaplain's assistant had told me that we had care packages that came with the cookies and the cards, and she was passing them out to everybody. And so we were just in the middle of work, and she just came by and said, you know, here you go. This is to kind of uplift morale. We opened them up, and we weren't sure what to expect other than what she had told us, obviously. And they're just some of the best cookies that I've ever had, like hands down.
Nothing like reading a card from Houston, Texas, and eating one of those delicious cookies, right?
That really is. We had started putting them up on the walls everywhere. You couldn't turn a corner without seeing one.
Mm-hmm. Kana, what do you think makes this country so great?
It's definitely just the freedom. It's becoming more worldwide that freedom is becoming more of a thing, and that's something that we fight for, is for every human to have the ability to do what they want to do, think what they want to think, practice the religions they want to practice, and just generally live life the way they want to live it.
Wow. Love that, man. Love that.
All right, so if you want to say one thing, Kana, to folks that were maybe haven't written a card yet, what can you do to light a fire under their booties?
Just know that what you're writing is actually getting seen, and that we do appreciate it, and it does actually uplift our spirits to see things from home and know that people still think about us, because it's definitely been a trying time for this nation, and you know, we're all still fighting the good fight to keep America the way that we want it to be.
That's why we love doing this in the honor of 4th of July, because like you said, it doesn't matter which side you're on politically. That doesn't matter. What this is about is supporting those that are on the front lines out there all over the world, like Kana. So, Kana, thank you so much for your service.
It's awesome to be able to share that experience, and especially to let people know that what they're doing matters. And we do appreciate it more than people know, I'm certain.
Thank you, sir. Can I get an amen?
Yes.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about right there. Sharing stories like these about our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Kana, thank you so much. See, we believe the more you celebrate the good news, the more good news you will get that you can celebrate.
I was just telling my dad about it, and he was excited about it too.
We love that even more. If you have some good news that you want to share with us, 713-881-5500, and you could be our next 610 Amen here on The Bull. Well, you want some good news as you wake up on this Wednesday. Cheetah Kraft just a few minutes ago talking about the weather and why we're not getting as much rain as we thought we would.
We have this area of high pressure just to our east, and what that's doing is it's limiting the amount of rain that we're seeing. Now, you know, models over the past week and a half have kind of struggled to get the exact numbers, and this morning, the way it's playing out, this is manageable, drivable rain. No high water spots, especially in the city or even south of. In fact, the National Weather Service here locally pulled Fort Bend County out of the flood watch. That happened just moments ago, okay?
Now, so there you go. We got pulled. Fort Bend County got pulled out of the flood watch. So that's good news. All seems like good news this morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Just wanted to update you because for the last week or so, we've heard about this tropical moisture coming in. And I think it's had everybody. I know at least on my house, my weather wife, Deanna, she loves to keep up with the weather. She's been concerned about this. Any trouble driving in for the two of you?
No, just rain.
Yeah, it's totally fine. She even said on the news that everything's going to be manageable in the Houston area. I'm a little worried about Galveston, friends, because we love Galveston.
We do love Galveston, and they always get the brunt of it when it comes on shore there. Mm-hmm. But it looks a little better this morning.
Everything was fine this morning.
Okay, good. Everything good. Yeah. I'm looking at you all. You're like, nope, we're fine. Yeah. We're all good here. We're good. So that's the
good
news.
Use your windshield wipers. Keep your lights on.
No, don't get into flashers. There were flashers out all over the place this morning.
Excuse
this morning
me?
Already? Yeah.
This morning I probably saw
eight cars. So you're saying Katie's the problem? Is that what you're saying?
Listen, we disagree on this.
It's going to be a nasty morning. It's a rainy morning, so just keep that in mind. But overall, it looks like it's going to be good. So that's the good news, is that much better than we thought it was going to be as you wake up here on this Wednesday morning with the Bull. We're waking up with the good news this morning. It looks like the weather system that everybody was dreading, not quite the impact they thought. So that's the good news as you drive in today. It's 100.3 The Bulls, 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by MacHike Chevy Cares. We're trying to collect 10,000 thank you cards for our military and get them out in honor of the 4th of July. So now that you've been making the cards, you got to get them to us. Mo and Eric just checking our mail this morning.
It's always so inspirational, George, when we get these cards for our heroes and we are able to open them and see, look at this. These aww, handwritten letters on construction paper came from Abby in Galveston. And you know what we say about Galveston.
We love Galveston. Absolutely.
We especially love Galveston today.
What's she say? What's the message from Abby this morning to our troops?
All right, here's a great one. It says, heroes don't always wear capes. They wear uniforms.
This is going on the wall, Abby.
It says inside, though, this letter for a soldier or a hero or a Navy person. As we celebrate our country's independence, we also honor those who serve to preserve our freedoms. Happy 4th of July. Thank you for protecting our country and fighting for our freedom.
Perfect example of what we're looking for there in these cards, Mo.
Yes, we got 100 cards from Pasadena, the Carmichael family. These are beautiful. Look, stars all over them and sparkly writing inside. 50 of them are for you, Eric, from a lady named Hope.
Yes.
50 of them are for me from a girl named Faith.
Okay, all right.
Can I read it?
Just gloss over the fact there were none for me.
But look how sparkly their pins are. With our hearts filled with gratitude, we thank all you brave men and women who have sacrificed so much so that we could have a better life and a country to call home. Thank you so much. Thanks, Carmichael's. Pasadena, represent.
Now, you know what? We needed the good vibes this morning because, honestly, I'm a little concerned. Today is a federal holiday.
Yes, yeah.
So that means we'll get no mail service today. So that means tomorrow.
Could we have
may
none?
Not. Yeah, we may not get anything in the mail.
That'll be a real downer. So. Maybe folks that are celebrating today and don't have to go to the office.
Oh, yeah.
Can come to our office instead and drop them off.
Oh, yeah. We have a big box out there you can drop them off in. Actually, we're going to be out on Friday afternoon, too, in League City, Kroger Marketplace, 1920 South League City Parkway. It's where we're going to be at the Kroger, and we'll be getting them there. But we'd like to know, again, if you're going to be sending cards, we'd like to know about it. Because we're getting a little bit concerned. We're a week and a half away from our final count day. And I'm just a little concerned about
nervous.
It. It makes me nervous.
The goal is 10,000 cards, y'all. If you can help, go to thebullofhouston.com. We've got all the details there.
All right. We'll give you an update on where we are counting coming up in just a few minutes. You can let us know. 713-881-5500. If you're out there getting going, you can give us a call on the Bull. All right, coming up in less than 10 minutes here on the Bull, it's time for jury duty. 5 calls and your opinion help us get to our verdict. It's coming up here on the Bull.
I need to know how to break up with a friend.
Break up with a friend?
Yeah, like have that conversation. Like, it's not you, it's me.
Why do you have to have the conversation? Why can't you just stop hanging out with him?
Well, because he's part of my group. You know, my guys group, we call each other Boys Town.
The Boys Town group. Yes, I do remember the Boys Town group. And you want to break up with one of them?
You remember because they made a mess at Cook-Off, George.
I do remember. Yeah, they were.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah, they were a mess at Cook-Off. And you want to break up with one of the guys in Boys Town?
One of the guys. His name is Wayne. And I know he's not up yet, so he's not listening to this. So I need your help figuring out how to break up with him.
What's the deal?
So Wayne's a great guy. I love all the dudes in Boys Town. The problem with Wayne is he's a fixer. So we were at our life group where we hang out with the wives and the kids and they all go swimming and the men all hang out and we drink beer and the whole thing.
Right.
That's what our life looks like together. And one of my buddies, he's got a new garden. And he had built it, but it wasn't in place. So his wife said, hey, Boys Town, I need all of you men to go pick up the garden and move it, and I'll direct you where to put it.
So this is like a raised garden bed. Yeah,
yes, kind of exactly.
Thing. Okay, I'm with you. Okay.
So then we all go, ha, ha, yeah, we're going to go move this bed.
Let's get rah, it done. Yeah,
all the ladies come over with their wine, and we've got our beers, and we set them down. Wayne grabs the whole garden and just starts dragging it around. Where you want it? I got it. And we're all the other dudes in Boys Town are completely emasculated in front of our wives because we had walked over there, all of us like flexing our muscles, ready to show off and move this garden. Where you ladies want this garden? We didn't touch it because Wayne picked up the entire garden by himself and just started moving it around the yard.
So you're mad at Wayne because he's a man?
Because he had stuff done? And you sat around and had feelings about it?
Well, listen, all of us dudes are sitting there going, Wayne, buddy, the wives are watching.
You, I get showing you up in front of your wives.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, we were there to be big, strong men, and he was the biggest and the strongest.
But I think, doesn't every group of guy friends have that guy?
Who's just a fixer?
Well, he's
one
of those people
that
just...
He didn't do it maliciously.
No, I don't think he was being mean.
I was going to help with that,
but
you know.
Come on, let us put on a little bit of a show.
Let's talk more do. I'm all about it.
You're all about it because you're married to one of these.
Oh, my gosh.
He's such a Wayne.
Why do we have to, like, high five and, like, go team, cheerleaders on the sideline? Like, why can't you just do it? Like, stop having feelings about it.
We kind of wanted to be, like, sexy for our wives.
But that's not sexy that it takes 18 people to get one job done. Like, there's nothing cute about that.
In this scenario, true or false, Wayne is the sexiest of the men.
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Yes, he's the man. He's definitely the manliest of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
He could have split the work.
And I like the way Mo skirted around the fact that the plumber, your husband, is that guy.
Get stuff done.
He's that guy.
Like, stop talking about it.
And again, I don't think it's malicious.
No,
I don't know about emasculating Wayne. That's going to be his name from now on.
Wayne. He didn't mean to do it, like, to make you feel sad.
Yeah.
No, of course not. He's a great human being, but at the same time, let's share the work a little bit.
On the deal. Okay, all right.
So that we can all impress our wives. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I understand. I understand. I kind of get now that, you know what? I'm kind of with
George feels emasculated for you.
I wasn't even there. And emasculating Wayne is having an effect on me this morning. For the morning bullpen's jury duty. We take five calls to be our juror, and they get to solve the situation. Your opinion helps with our verdict. And here is today's dilemma on the telephone, line six.
Hey, good morning. Shane, and I am right here in Houston out at IAH. Hey, brother, man, thank y'all for taking my call. I've got a traffic concern, you know, for safety for everybody. I'm asking for everybody to quit running their emergency flashers while they're just driving down the road in the rain. It's, you know, rain is not an emergency. You know, it's distracting and causes problems, and you guys are very widely listened to. I tune y'all in every time I'm in the area. Because, you know, Houston traffic is Houston traffic. You either love it or you hate it. Or you love to hate it.
There you go. That's even better. That's even better. Thank you, Shane.
Yeah. Hey, man, y'all have a great day. Love y'all.
All right. So the question is simple. Is it safer to have your flashers on in the rain than to not have them on this morning?
I seriously want to go lay in traffic right now. Talking about this makes me so mad.
It really, it's always been a pet peeve of yours.
Always.
And I've always thought it seemed a little safer to me. I seem to notice the people with their flashers on more than I notice the other people.
It is distracting, which is why you notice them more.
And Shane kind of said that. So the question is this. Is it safer to have your flashers on in the rain or to not have your flashers on in the rain? That's our jury duty dilemma this morning.
It is 713-881-5500. We have Jacob on the phone in Spring. Jacob, answer the question. Yes or no? In the rain, is it safer to drive with your flashers on?
All right, I'll say no because it likes to confuse people. But the thing is, But thing is, this is like heavy rain. Mm-hmm. Then yeah, it would be okay to do that if it's like pouring down. But no.
Yeah. It seems like that would make it even worse, right? If it's heavy rain and you got to pay attention,
you should
it seems like
attention.
That would make it worse. But okay, but Jacob says no.
He said no.
It is not safer to have your flashers on in the rain.
Thank you for your opinion. We have Antonio on the phone in Pasadena, juror number two. Hey, Antonio, in the rain, is it safer to drive with your flashers on, yes or no?
I would personally say yes, it's safer because it gives the people behind you an actual alert. Hey, look, there's flashing lights in front of me. Let me go ahead and slow down a little bit, because you know people in Houston get confused when it comes to raining. Some people like to speed up a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, I notice give it that attention. Person more, like he's saying. You see that person.
You see that, but isn't that, like, again, to the point, if it's, like, really raining, I find it when it's flashing and it's lighting up your entire inside of your car, mm-hmm. I find that a little distracting. So, one-to-one is
one
what
to
we
one.
Have.
One-to-one, yep.
All right, let's go to line three.
Juror number three is Nathan in Manville. Hey, in the rain, is it safer to drive with your flashers on? Yes or no?
Yes, it's safer. People can see you more clear. And yeah, I have kids, so I think it's safer.
Yeah, what if you want to change lanes, Nathan?
I have a truck, so I usually hit my button and I'll get over with my blinker and I put them back on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you turn the flashers off, then you turn one flasher on.
I'm going to call a false on that. You don't do that. No one else does.
Did his taillight go out?
Nobody with a truck in Houston uses their blinker. Let's be honest.
But the question is this. Yes. In the rain, is it safer to have your flashers on? Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. How do you vote?
Me?
Yes, you. Yeah, how do you vote?
So, as somebody who grew up with a trucker as my father, it's only safer if you actually cannot see at all. Mm-hmm. If the rain is so bad that you cannot see, then the flashers will make it more visible for the person behind you.
So that's a yes. I'm going to count that as a yes.
I was going to say, is that a yes or a no? Is it a yes or a no on having the flashers on in the rain?
It's 50-50 because right now.
That's not how it works, man. All right, we got a 50-50 vote. You're on the jury. You have to take a side on this morning. Good morning. JC's on the phone. What do you think? What's your vote? Juror number five. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh,
yes,
hey,
there
what's
you
your
are.
Name?
Good morning.
Hi, it's Jay from O'Sharon.
Hey, Jay. You've heard the question. In the rain, is it safer to drive with your flashers on? So you answer yes or no.
I'm kind of like 50-50 depending on how bad it's raining. I say no if it's just like regular rain, which I have seen people do this before. And I'm like, okay, guys, it's not that serious. It's rain. You're in a vehicle, like drive normal. But if it's pouring down so hard and you're blind, such as myself, I really appreciate being able to see you. I mean, I've slowed down with the rain.
But if you're blind, I don't think you should be driving.
So, Jay, you're on the jury.
I got LASIK recently, so I'm good.
We need a yes or a no, Jay.
She said no.
I'm going to say no. Okay. I mean, because most of the time the rain is not so bad where you cannot see.
All right. So, on jury duty today, the question, in the rain, is it safer to have your flashers on? What's the final count?
The verdict is 3 for yes and 3 for no.
Yeah. Yep. It's exactly
about right.
Tied.
Because y'all let Shonda vote yes and no.
No, I didn't let her. Yes. I told her she had to vote.
Never
she
came
wouldn't
up.
Do it. All
she
right, so fine.
Up.
So here we are.
Here
our
we are.
First ever deadlock jury.
Oh, what's it called? There's a term for that, right?
It's jury duty every morning here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time this morning to see what Eric can create with our 10-minute tune. Mo, it always works this way.
We need your suggestions. What do you think Eric should sing about? I say the weirder the better, but it's up to you. 713-881-5500. And we have Brittany on the phone in Houston. Hey, sister, what do you think Eric should sing about?
Hurricane season for non-Texans.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what do you mean?
They are not expecting it. My husband's from Illinois, and he still has not experienced a legit hurricane, which might be good, but it's also kind of terrifying.
It is.
Wow. All right. Well, this is hilarious. Let me think of how I could make this into a song for non-Texans. That's really interesting.
It's been a topic with how bad things have been already brewing up. Yeah. And we haven't had one since about Harvey.
Yeah.
So it's like we got a bunch of new people living here that haven't been through this. So they need to know what's coming.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like a public service.
Educational and funny. Let's go, Eric. Go.
Okay.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeremy's on the phone in Magnolia. Hey, Jeremy, do you have a suggestion for Eric? What do you think he should sing about?
Hey, yeah. So I had this great idea. Do a song about a gender reveal party.
Are you going to one? Are y'all having one?
Well, actually, my wife is pregnant, and we're trying to plan one. And, it's kind of on my mind.
Oh, really? Dang.
It doesn't involve Tannerite, does it? Like all the videos on YouTube where things blow up, it doesn't involve that.
Oh, no. We're going to try to not blow anything up.
Okay.
All right. You never know with Texas. You never know. So
do you know the gender of the baby?
Currently, no, we do not know the gender.
Don't. That's impressive.
Wow,
okay.
Yeah.
But be super honest. What do you want it to be?
Oh, as long as it's healthy and, we're happy.
We're
whatever
friends.
We
you
get.
You can be real with us. All right,
like
friends.
Jeremy's running for office. Yeah. He's the political answer
we're on
there.
Peace.
Yeah, Jeremy, she's not listening. Nobody listens to this show. So tell us, honestly, what do you want it to be?
No, really, honestly, I really haven't put that much thought into it at all.
Why does your voice go up every time you say that?
Well, okay, if I'm being honest, I kind of want a boy.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds about right.
The truth from Jeremy comes out.
Oh, my goodness.
It would be great to play some baseball, toss the ball in the yard and teach him how to ride a bike, all that kind of good stuff. I would love that.
It's perfectly fine. Guys want boys, I think, most of the time, right?
Your
voice went up again, Jeremy.
It's time to hang up, friend.
All right, Jeremy, love the suggestion, man. Congratulations. You let us know how it goes, okay?
Hey, thank you. Will do.
All right, Eric, just a couple to choose from this morning. You want to do a funny hurricane song?
Oh.
Or do you want to do a gender reveal song this morning?
Okay.
Those are the two options we have for you.
All right, good options, but I think I'm going to do neither of them, George.
Neither of them?
I think it was hilarious that he finally admitted that he wanted a boy. So I think we should do a song about men wanting boys.
Oh, no. Way to twist his words.
You know what? He did at the end. Yeah, you finally brought him around to that. All right, that's going to be our topic. 10-minute tune. Find out what he creates. It's coming up next here with 100.3 The Bull. The good news this morning is we're waking up to a lot better weather than we thought we were going to here in Houston. Doesn't mean that it's an absolute clear drive this morning. Rainy, nasty, so be careful out there. Time to find out what Eric has created today with our 10-minute tune. You remember we had, was it Jeremy?
Jeremy was in Magnolia with today's suggestion.
He called in, he wanted to talk about gender reveal, but Eric got him to admit.
No, really, honestly, I really haven't put that much thought into it at all.
Why does your voice go up every time you say that?
Okay, if I'm being honest, I kind of want a boy.
Yeah, he finally admitted that he was looking forward to having a boy, mm-hmm. or hoping to have a boy.
Yeah, that was his preference.
So that's what Eric kind of honed in on. We'll see what he created with that topic this morning.
Oh, hi. Boy.
Did you want a boy the second time around?
No, I never wanted a boy.
Interesting.
Yeah. Really?
My brother was the same way. He was like, yeah, I've got girls. Like, I know how to do this. I want a girl.
I always wanted to be a girl dad since mm-hmm. I was a child. I wanted to be a girl dad, and I freaked out when I found out I was having a boy, but I love him more than life itself.
More than my daughter.
No.
It was freaky.
In the style of?
Don't take the girl.
Oh, come on now.
All right. It's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
A new daddy in the hospital, new baby on the way. Pacing the halls and praying to God, don't give it up, JJ. Don't get me wrong, girls are fine, but if you'd give me a son, I wouldn't have to have multiple kids just to try to get me one. That daddy said, be an athlete, be a math geek, grow up short or tall, be a cowboy or hip-hop singer, Lord, just give him balls, be anything in the world. But don't be a girl.
Eric!
You wanted to be a girl dad, but now that's what you came up with. Wow.
I cannot.
Okay. All right.
I love when kids are out for the summer.
Thank goodness.
I get to do what I want.
By the way, if you want to get a copy of that.
Hilarious.
The phones are already lighting up this morning because of that. If you want to share it, it will be up as part of our podcast. You can go to themorningbullpen.com or you can download our app and look for the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you can grab it there and share with your friends. It's the Dads Want a Boy song on the 10-minute tune today on The Bull. Well, we got some good news on the weather this morning. That is that here in the Houston area, not as bad as we thought it was going to be. Even Galveston, who's getting hit a little harder and kind of south, it doesn't look like it's going to be as bad as maybe some of the models had thought. So that's the good news this morning. We're also looking for some good news this morning because how many cards did we get in the mail today for the 10,000 for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares?
Today we got 211, George.
Okay. Does that seem light to anybody else?
It does, until you remember that 211 service men or women are going to get a card from Houston, Texas, thanking them for their service in honor of the 4th of July. 211 is still amazing.
No, I get it, but do you know, Mo, what's our total this year so far?
Right now, we're at 5. 5,385 cars.
Okay, and where were we last year at this same point? Because we're a week and a half away from the end of 10,000 for the church.
Okay, last year at this time, we were at 4,800 and some.
Okay.
So we're a little bit ahead we were.
But we've also got no mail today. Yeah. So we won't receive any tomorrow.
Because of Juneteenth, right? So I know we always go through this. It's our third annual, but I just get a little nervous just thinking about where we are and where we got to get to. So,
okay, we've got somebody on the phone, George, who might make you feel a little less nervous. Do y'all remember Todco Construction?
They were the first year we did this. They were like the first people that jumped on board with
this. They did, and they make like little temperature gauges, and they fill them up with the thermometers.
Oh, yeah, for the cars. Yeah.
And they do it every year. They love our military, and they do it just out of the goodness of their heart. I've been to their home. They are just wonderful people that care about the city. Amber, are you there?
Yes, sir.
So you're back at it, huh?
Yes, we are.
So, first of all, do you remember how many cards you gave to the troops last year for 10,000 for the troops?
It was a little over 2,600.
2,600 cards. Okay. That makes me feel better.
No pressure. Y'all have been working on this for a little while now?
Yes. We actually started a little bit early, like maybe a week early, because we knew it was going to be coming up, and it's a lot of work to do. That amount of cards.
I was going to say, we don't ever underestimate the people that send 50 cards or 100 cards or whatever, 20 cards.
One card makes us happy. Hello? Yeah,
exactly right. So we know it's a lot of work out there.
But just like between you and me, are you trying to beat last year's record?
Oh, for sure. Oh. We beat the other two records, so we got to.
Okay, so your goal is over 2,600. So how many do you have done?
Well, we're a little bit behind where we thought we'd be, but we're at 500.
500.
That's amazing. Yes,
we'll take 500.
500. I'll take 500. Handwritten, beautiful thank you cards.
Yes. Aww. Yes. All hand.
Is your dad there? Is Todd there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Dad.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're
better
good.
Now because of you.
All right. Well, hey, we got to help as much as we can. Support our troops.
Yes,
Why do the troops matter so much to you, sir?
Well, you know, the way I look at this, we're free because of them. They go out there and risk their lives, the men and women. And, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody acknowledges them and remembers them.
Dad, I love you, but I can't count your cards until they're here. You know that, right?
Oh, I know. Okay. We will be there to help y'all the morning of it, and we'll deliver the cards.
Oh, okay. So that's a week from this day. Friday. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that I need to remind you again and again and again of when that is, but yeah, next Friday is our count day. Thank you, Todco. We appreciate you all always being part of this.
Hey, we appreciate what y'all do.
Well, and tell you what, it's just a reflection of Bull Nation that we get to do this and collect these cards. But again, please keep in mind, we all know, we've seen the news stories over the last year about some of the struggles the updates have caused for mail service here in Houston. So get those cards in the mail. We're a week and a half away from our count day, and we're going to be out. As a matter of fact, Friday afternoon, are we in League City, Mo?
Is that right? Kroger Marketplace in League City starting at 3 p.m. Nick Russo will be there with us till 7. Come by, say hey, and support.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Aaron.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
All right, let's try to find somebody who could take $100 off Mo. And that person may be Alex today here in Houston. Alex, here's how you go about getting the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Alex, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, though, and we'll get this game started, Alex.
All right, Mo, get out of here.
Good luck, Alex.
Thank you.
Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now, Alex. Question number one. In 1996, he wasn't going down till the sun came up. This artist set a CMA Fest record by signing autographs for 23 straight hours. Name him.
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number two, Jesus, take the wheel, because this country star had to help the fire department fight a fire at her house recently. Can you name her?
Carrie Underwood.
Question number three, nothing fancy, but Jelly Roll said his dream presidential ticket would be teaming Dolly Parton up with who?
Reba.
Question number four, all these pop stars turning country may have started with Justin Timberlake, who did a duet with this Tennessee whiskey singer. Name him.
Chris Stapleton.
And question number five, the bar song, Getting Tipsy, has become the mom anthem of the summer. Who sings that song? Is it A, Shabop, B, Shafloozy, or C, Shaboozy?
Shaboozy.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against this morning.
All right. Welcome back, Mo. Alex got 4 out of 5.
Dang, Alex. So they're pretty easy today?
They're pretty easy.
Thank you.
Mo, let's see how you do. Question number one, in 1996, he wasn't going down till the sun came up. This artist set a CMA Fest record by signing autographs for 23 straight hours. Name him.
Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up is Garth Brooks.
That is correct. Yes. It was Garth who signed
23 hours.
23
That's
straight hours.
Wild.
Whoa. Okay, Alex didn't get it. That's the one Alex missed. So it's 1-0. You're winning, Mo.
Question number two. Jesus, take the wheel. This country star had to help the fire department fight a fire at her house recently. Name her.
That's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, that was sad.
Scary, yeah.
Alex got it, so it's 2-1.
Question number three. Nothing fancy, but Jelly Roll said his dream presidential ticket would be teaming up Dolly Parton with who?
Fancy is Reba, so I'm going to go with Reba McEntire.
It is Reba. Okay. I'd vote for that. Dolly and Reba?
Stop it.
Yeah, I'd vote for that.
No.
All right, 3-2.
Question number four. All these pop stars turning country may have started with Justin Timberlake when he did a duet with this star on Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, that was Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton is correct.
And good reference to Justin Timberlake, George.
Moving on.
4-3 right now.
Question number five.
Yes.
The bar song, Tipsy, has become the mom anthem of the summer.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who sings that song? Is it A, Shabop, B, Shafloozy, or C, Shaboozy?
That's Shaboozy. C.
It would be C. That is correct. Yes. Mo gets all five today.
Alex, that means Mo kept her money. I'm so sorry.
Dang. That was close.
You were very good.
Brush up on your Garth, your 90s country, and you'd be right there, girl. But you know what you got to say to get out of here?
This is Alex in Houston, and Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her for $100. Tomorrow morning, 8:20, will be our next Mo Knows Country game, and it only happens here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.